Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. It's about healing. A leper came to him, and kneeling down, begged him, and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do wish it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If you want, Lord, you can make me clean. And he was made clean. See that you tell no one about this. The man went out and told everyone he could about it. Well, what did Jesus expect? The guy was a leper. When I lived in Honduras in Central America, I worked with the Sisters of Mother Teresa of Calcutta in a hospice for people with AIDS. They would talk about how Mother Teresa said that AIDS is the modern equivalent to leprosy. Both are very painful. Both cause intense headaches. Both can be horribly contagious through body fluid contact. Both cause great fear of contagion in other people. Both have reached pandemic proportions at certain times. Both ostracized the person infected from society. Lepers were unclean and couldn't even go to the temple to pray. If the sores even appeared to be leprous, they were driven out. They were considered sinners to be in such a condition. They must have sinned grievously to have caused such a punishment from God. They were made to live outside the campsite, eventually outside the city. And it is out of compassion that Jesus touches him. And in doing so, he too becomes subject to the same consequences, the same exclusion, the same excommunication from the community. So, this fellow had been living with leprosy and its effects for a long time. He finally has the courage to come close to Jesus, to kneel down and to beg. He was healed immediately. He was jumping up and down with joy, hardly believing it could be true. And Jesus tells him not to tell anyone. What? He's clean. The sores are gone. His body is clean. His whole life has changed. He doesn't have to tell people. They know it. But he can't contain himself anyway. His whole existence, his whole destiny and purpose in life has changed, and he's not supposed to talk about it? He can't stop talking about it. God, I love the dialogue in the beginning of this story. The leper says to Jesus, "If you want to, you can make me clean." What a setup for Jesus. "If you want to," he says. Mark in today's gospel is very brief and direct. "I will it. Be made clean." But in Luke's gospel, it sounds more like Jesus was hooked by that question. If you want to, it's as though Jesus can't resist. It's as though his very nature as a compassionate, loving healer is on the line. It's as though his mission as Savior is being challenged. If I want to, he says, if I want to, of course I want to be made clean. Over and over and over again in the Gospels, when Jesus is faced with a sickness or a death or an unjust situation, a child who is being disrespected, his compassion takes over and almost overwhelms him. Of course I want you to be clean. Of course I want you to be whole. Of course I want you to be at peace. Of course I want your well-being and your happiness. Preaching and healing, the primary ministries of Jesus. Preaching, obviously, about the kingdom of God, about God's love and compassion and mercy and God's desire that the people be whole. The healing, it seems he would heal whatever, whoever appeared before him. And Jesus took them all on. There are a huge number of healings in the Gospels. Mark, here in his first couple of chapters, records about a dozen. Many times we are told that Jesus said to the person who had been healed, "Your faith has healed you." And this is a remarkable statement. Albert Nolan comments that it lifts Jesus out of any of the contemporary categories of physician, or exorcist, or wonder worker, or holy man. Jesus is saying that, in effect, it is not he who has healed the sick person. It is not by means of some psychic power he has, nor by some special relationship with God. He is not even saying, at least explicitly, that the person was healed by God. He says over and over again, "Your faith has healed you." Remarkable. So too is the reality that Jesus' motive for healing was not a desire to prove something, to prove that he was the Son of God or the Messiah, but it seems his one and only motive for healing people was compassion. His only desire was to free people from their suffering. And it seems what he wanted most of all was to awaken the same compassion and the same faith in the people around him. He wants it for us now, at this time in our lives. He wants the same for us. And so the leper pleaded, "If you want, Lord, you can do this." And Jesus, moved with compassion, says, "Oh, I do want it. Of course I want it. Be clean. Be healed. Be whole. Be free."